that well, and yeah, then, we can't because we got some questions anyway. Oh.
Yeah, for sure. Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk and the inaugural post-game reaction, of course, for the Ravens 2023 season, week one. In the books, the Ravens are 1-0. They beat the Houston Texans. What was the final score? Oh, my gosh. What, 25-9?
Yep.
Did I get that right? 25-9.
25-9.
An awkward score, but the Baltimore Ravens pull it out nonetheless with the victory at home. Nothing like starting off 1-0, ask the Bengals. And we are looking forward to talk. I know it's 39 seconds in, and I'm already bashing the Bengals.
Dude, I can't. I'll be honest, though. I was grinning ear to ear to see them get absolutely destroyed today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Joey B was walking to the bank and forgot he still had to play football, I guess.
I mean, look, I think that practice time, like I mentioned, that practice time lost, it certainly showed.
Yeah.
But look, whatever Cleveland's doing, let's do that next week.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's get into it. Like I said, the Baltimore Ravens win. Lots of ups, lots of downs. I think really some of the things I want to talk about are, I mean, we can, first of all, the injuries. I think we should probably start there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
I mean, some big ones, right? You saw Ronnie go down. You saw JK go down. Saw Tyler Linderbaum go down. We're not sure how serious they are, except for the fact that Ronnie seemed to stay on the sideline.
Yeah. He was standing on the sideline. That's got to be encouraging.
Yeah. Shook some things off. It seemed like he never went in the locker room. As far as I know, he went in the blue tent. The other two immediately went in the locker room.
But Linderbaum went under his own. Like, he didn't have any help. He walked.
Right.
Which it did not look Marcus good initially. Williams.
Gosh, dang it.
Marcus Williams with the shoulder. Now, the one that, of course, reports are already coming out, J.K. Dobbins, Achilles tendon is what it's looking like for Ian Rapoport.
Oh, my gosh.
So it looks like J.K. in a pivotal contract year is gone for the rest of the season is what the initial report is. Now, I hope the initial reports are wrong, but that's what I first saw coming
That's terrible.
Yeah, coming out of Ian, the rap sheet here. Let's see. Duboy says, most painful game in a long time, all aspects trash. I definitely not say all aspects trash.
And definitely not the most painful game in a long time. Did you watch any of the games down the stretch last year? Painful, dude.
Or early, shoot, that Miami loss. Ugh,
how about the Bengals game? The playoff game.
But look, I mean, there was some definite, we're going to talk about it. They got a lot of improvement that needs to be done on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
You know, look, I think the defense had some really, really good moments. We're going to talk about their third down struggles, certainly, because it seemed like, holy, in the first half, third downs were no problem for the Houston Texans. It was driving me crazy. But I think there was some, there certainly was some positives in this game.
Yeah, I think from a macro perspective, I'm talking about the Ravens as a whole in this game. I think there's a few things. One, certainly the offense had its struggles and needs to improve, right?
Yeah.
The other thing too is that, but it's important to remember at the same time, it's a brand new scheme. And guys, I think the NFL, one of the things I started thinking about this game, the NFL as a whole is changing. I think a lot of things that happen in week one are so vastly different than what will happen in week 4, 10, and 15. That's always been true, but so much more true now because these guys just don't play in the preseason anymore. It's very rare that it happens, especially right now for the Ravens. John is opting to keep these guys out. And so I'm concerned about some things, but I'm also not concerned about some things because honestly, Glenn, the sloppiness of this game with the weird fumbles and the, you know, the different stuff that kind of happened this game, it felt a little like a preseason game to me.
Well, and I think a lot, if you look around the scoreboard around the league, a lot of offenses struggled today.
Yeah.
I mean, look, do you think Cincinnati thought they'd put up 3 points today in Cleveland?
Right.
I mean, look at it. You take Travis Kelce away, similarly to the loss of Mark Andrews, and you saw how much they struggled. So I think every team is going to struggle, like you mentioned, with this whole don't play, even though I will say the Chiefs played their starters in the preseason a good bit. But I think there's reason to expect that this team would struggle, start a little slow at the gate. Let's not forget, it's a good defense.
I was going to say, credit to the Texans defense, man.
They played their ass off. Sean Pisker says, guys, this game hurt. Doesn't even feel like a win to me. Sean.
Yeah, let's not be in mid-season form yet.
We won.
Right.
We won by 25 to nine. It was a 16-point victory. I mean, come on, man. This was not a bad defense, I'm telling you. By season's end, I think if you look at where the Texans rank, they're going to be in the upper half of this of the league, I think, in defensive rankings.
Yeah, I agree with you as well. And I also think that the offense will sync better. I'll tell you what, actually, my biggest concern, which I wouldn't have had as a concern, or I didn't have as a concern going into the season, was they showed the stats when Lamar was under pressure, and they were still pretty brutal. I mean, it made me think of that Miami game where it was just pressure, and we just kind of got punched in the mouth.
That zero blitz was still a struggle.
Yeah, still a struggle, and I'm hoping that Monken can work through this.
Yeah.
You know? And I think he will, but that's one thing. And then obviously just the offensive line as a whole, injuries, no injuries. Even before the injuries, they were still struggling.
Right. Yeah. But look, like Eli says, I love it, Eli. One positive coming from today.
Yes. Let's talk about
it. The Steelers and the Bengals get their brakes beaten off. Absolutely. And look, Zay, I mean, come on. Zay looked like, I mean, he looked like everybody was hoping he would look. He certainly didn't. You know, it's not one of these things where it's a flash in the preseason and training camp and doesn't translate. Heck no. Boy, they wanted to get this guy the ball, and they did so every which way possible. And really, he impressed just like he always has. Right, Jimbo?
Yeah, we're going to start calling him Rosetta Stone.
Why's that?
Because he can translate, dude.
Hey now.
You like that? Dude, that was good. Right off the cranium,
that's
man.
Good, man. Hey, yeah, man. When you look and you see nine catches for Zay, and the next guy is Bateman with three, who would you say in that first game was our number one wide receiver?
Yeah, Jimbo? That is Zay Flowers, ladies and gentlemen. The same guy that got laughed off the stage by a Super Bowl winning wide receiver in the Baltimore Ravens. Look, Kadri, we need to have you on the show, my man. I'm just going to say it again. Your boy Charlie Kohler got crocodile arms trying to catch a ball because he knew that he was about to get smacked. And Zay Flowers, boy. Look, I said by the end of the season because I was trying to be fair. But let's just be honest. Let's call a spade a spade. Zay Flowers is our number one wide receiver. Now, Glenn, I also have to say this. Bateman is a good football player. Like, the dude is so smooth. I know he only had three catches. Do you know you remember the one Lamar's beginning? I think it was second drive. Lamar scrambled to the right.
Threw it left.
First or second drive is early in the game. He throws it all across his body. That was an incredible catch. Of course, the announcers was like, oh, that was all Lamar and this and that. That was an incredible catch. Bateman, I mean, we just want the guy to be healthy. But man, it's so crazy how fast you forget how smooth of an athlete he is, how good of a catcher of the football he is. So I'm excited about the potential of those two as a tandem. But man, Zay Flowers looked like Steve Smith out there, didn't he? Like a young Steve, straight out of Salt Lake, just out there balling, man. That was awesome.
Yep. Tom Botto says pre-snap penalties seem to be the theme that carried over from last year. Offensive line looked rusty and non-cohesive. Yeah, I mean, penalties were a huge, huge problem. I mean, you're
both
so
teams,
right.
So let's be honest, right? Like,
I mean, the refs, I would have liked to see them let them play a little bit. Seemed like every player was waiting after the whistles, looking around for the yellow hankies. I mean,
What do you think about the Travis Jones late hit?
I mean, look, you can't even make it an option, I think. But I don't know. Look, 13 penalties, no matter how you slice it, Jimbo. That's a problem, dude. They have got to tighten that up. That is, I mean, and now I will say they were flag happy. They had nine penalties on the Texans. So it was a flag happy group. But
that, and like we said, I mean, look, ultimately a lot of these guys don't play in the preseason anymore. So there's going to be some penalties, right? There's just going to be.
Yeah, but I tell you who needs to stop getting penalties. Shout to Justin Madubuike on that chase down sack. Looked absolutely fast. He was a blur.
Oh my
gosh.
He had
three penalties, so Jimbo.
Yeah. And
two
like 40,
face masks. And what are you doing?
Yeah, that was
rough. Have three penalties as a D lineman?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, that was brutal. But I'll tell you what, his closing speed on that.
Dude.
There's no way that if you ask CJ Stroud after that, so like, you know, CJ sees him out of the corner of his eye, looks up field, and has no doubt, oh, he's I'm going to have a beat, right? Yeah, and then looks back, smash. I mean, there's no way he thought that he was gonna close that soon. 305 pounds moving that fast.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. But yeah, you're right. You gotta stop with the stupid penalties. Gotta stop.
Yeah, JL says chalk it up to rust. O-line was terrible. Absolutely. And man, let's hope they're healthy enough to get back out there and get some more some more work done. Lamar needs to be better dealing with pressure. When he's clean, when clean, he's great. Also, Bateman needs more snaps. Yeah, I think so as well. I think they have a plan for Bateman. They're kind of easing him in.
Yeah.
They don't want to risk a re-injury to his foot, re-aggravation. But
go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, Jimbo, you remember my key to the game offensively was rhythm, was tempo. What I said I didn't want to see is Lamar drop back and looking left and right. And we saw a ton of that today, Jimbo. Mm-hmm. I mean, the ball getting out quickly that we saw in the preseason, the ball was not coming out quick.
It only seemed to happen to Zay.
Exactly.
Like it didn't seem like it was even an option for anyone else. You know what I mean? Like there was plays drawn up for other guys to get the ball early.
Yeah. And then when he did, hold the ball, the offensive line gave him absolutely no time to do so. Yeah. And so it makes you wonder, like with only one catch to the entire tight end group, only two targets, exactly. I believe, one to Kohler. It makes you wonder, I mean, we knew they'd miss Mark Andrews, but holy smokes, did they miss him or what?
Yeah, and this is the other thing too. There might be an inflation in Zay's numbers this week because that ball's got to go somewhere when it's not going to the true number one wide receiver on this team, and that's Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
Like, let's not forget how much Lamar Jackson missed Mark Andrews today. Crazy. I think some people are overreacting about the sloppiness of the game. We should have dominated. I agree. We should have dominated this game. Had a lot of favorable fields, left a lot on the field, had the turnovers and things like that, the goofy stuff, the penalties. We could go on and on. But ultimately, Lamar Jackson really missed Mark Andrews today, and that was very noticeable.
No doubt.
Manny says, as frustrating as it was, we just won by multiple scores. Amen to that, Manny. Lots of good to take away from this one. When the offense was moving, everyone was involved. Yeah, so I agree with the balance piece of it. And you talked about the tempo, Glenn. There were some moments, but we saw the illegal shifts. Well, I felt like when they tried to move with pace and hit the gas a little bit, once again, it was that sloppiness, right? Because these are the first time they're playing with live rounds here, and it's a different tempo. The crowd is going crazy, all those things. And there was a few things that – there was a few moments where they had to pull it back because they just couldn't stay in unison when they were trying to move with some pace. So that was tough.
But I will say, to Manny's point, you won by 16 points.
Amen.
That is dominant. That is a dominant win.
NFL win by 16.
Like you said, when things were moving well, they had some drives where, like, you look at their touchdown drive in the early part, 9 plays, 58 yards. Lamar Jackson was, what, perfect on that drive? I mean – threw a beautiful pass on to the left side to Zay Flowers, where he kind of put it in a window on a little fade route that got him close. He threw a beautiful pass later on in the game to OBJ over the shoulder to get him into the red zone. I thought there was moments where you could see this offense functioning well, but man, they definitely have a lot to work on. There's no doubt about it. I just hope that the guys are able to practice so they can get some things done. But to Manny's point, one by 16 points, Jimbo. This wasn't a close game.
Yeah, no. And did you see it's been confirmed by John Harbaugh's torn Achilles?
Yeah, well, I mean, no surprise. I don't think
isn't it insane, though, to think, like, I feel so terrible for, so freaking terrible for J.K. Dobbins. But, man, every single year, as soon as somebody thinks that a player on the team is disposable, he immediately becomes valuable. In this case, obviously, 35 and 43. That's Gus Edwards and Justice Hill are now moved right up to the main stage. Right? Yeah. It's crazy how fast things.
Glad they kept all those running backs, right?
Yeah, man, and obviously you got Keaton Mitchell there, but look,
Melvin
we
Gordon
already know what
practice squad.
Melvin Gordon. Did you see the screen when they panned the camera to the sideline and John was talking to Melvin?
Dude, right there. He's a practice squatter. He's right on the hip of the head coach. Mm-hmm.
And you know what he's telling him. He's like, look,
be ready.
Yeah, you're going to get your opportunity most likely. Yep. And if you do, be ready to come out there and play. But it's crazy because every year it happens. And, it's so unfortunate for JK. And I hope that he can get his career off the ground because, I mean, I don't know how this whole thing works.
This is devastating for him, man. I mean, it's tough. And like Ravens, O's Nations, I think maybe this is how most fans are. They're more frustrated about the injuries than the play. And maybe that's why it doesn't feel quite like a win. And I would just say let's be optimistic about the guys we don't know about. Yeah, we know that JK's gone. But I think that's a spot where we can absorb an injury. And now I don't want to see any more, but yeah. I think with the combination of Justice Hill and Gus Edwards and maybe at some point Keaton Mitchell's back out there, Melvin Gore, I think they'll be okay there. But, man, I don't want to see Ronnie Stanley come out with a big-time loss, and I don't want to see Tyler Linderbaum, and I don't want to see Marcus Williams. Although I will say, if I had to pick between those last three, I think Marcus Williams is the easiest to absorb because how much Geno Stone played last year. Mm-hmm. Doomgoy says OBJ looked absolutely miserable on the bench. I didn't see that. Did you catch that?
The very end of the game when the wide receivers were talking, he kept his helmet on and he kind of was like this. He did look miserable. I don't think he was miserable, though. I just think he's under a microscope. I don't know. I mean,
I think everything. Yeah.
I wish he would have gotten more play.
Right.
But look, man, this is his first game back in 18 months. He has two catches, a nice sideline catch, a deep ball from Lamar. I think that's going to continue to build on itself. Like, I think he has supreme trust in Todd Monken as a play caller, as a guy that can dial it up for him, because his most productive recent season was under Monken.
Yeah.
So I think that he's okay. I just think he's under a microscope. The true Ravens chick says Zay all day and Bate is Lamar's second comfort zone. It's funny that she says that, because I don't think either of them are the ultimate comfort zone. Her little thumbnail is Mark Andrews. But yes, absolutely. Those two are an exciting combination that the Ravens as fans and as a team should get excited about, because I think that there's going to be a lot to build on. Let's hope that these guys can stay healthy and hope Mark can come back. There's a lot of positivity there. I'm going to keep going this one, Glenn. Rasad Rahman says, really sloppy today. Not a stat sheet stuffer today, but Odell was cooking. But Zay was deep fry Flamby Sheffin.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Roe and PQ was everywhere. Yeah. Look, I'm going to start at the end. We talked about this in our pregame. I think my prediction was inaccurate that PQ was going to lead the team in sacks and tackles. But he did have a sack. He had the first sack of the season, if I'm not mistaken. And Adafi Owe did not register a sack, unless I'm, again, mistaken. But look, both of them played incredible football. From the jump, we saw was it the same drive that Roquan had the deflection and then PQ had the big fourth down sack? Yep. Or were those separate drives?
I think that was it might have been first and second drive. But
still, the impact early, right?
Dude, they're so good. Roquan Smith is so good. And him next to Pat Queen, I mean, those two are just amazing. Think about that. Roquan had 16 total tackles today, had a sack. Had the pass, bat down at the line of scrimmage, which, by the way, he doesn't get credit for on ESPN. He had no pass deflections. Apparently, they forgot about that one in the beginning. But third on the team in tackles today with 11 is Pat Queen. Also had a sack, had a pass deflection.
Open double digits. You called that?
But, yeah, exactly. And then Brandon Stevens with 12 tackles today. He had some hits, too. He had two where he put a lick on somebody. And, look, people can get on him because he gave him some catches. A corner's going to give up catches. He's not Neon.
And that big one where he had that break on the ball.
Yeah. I mean, he was this close. So
I feel like
close.
He got too excited. You know what I'm saying? He got too excited and didn't keep his form, didn't keep that near shoulder, that
But, dude, if
extended.
He could just learn to play the ball, dude.
I know.
He's got everything else, man. Like, I really believe in Brandon Stevens, but he just doesn't play the ball well enough. But, man, I tell you, I think he had some pretty big hits on some guys that made some guys think twice, about having to go up against Brandon Stevens in the open field. Tom Vado says, guys, how good did Queen look today, man? Fast. It looked like
and
an all-pro linebacker.
And passionate. And,
they're the leaders of that defense, those two. It says sacks, tackles, pass breakups. Hopefully Ravens can find a way to keep him. No chance.
Yeah, no way.
Hey, you're going to find a way to keep this guy.
He's going right up the turnpike to play for Wink, dude.
He might go to Pittsburgh. They need a linebacker.
They do. Devin Bush is an absolute disappointment.
But also, I got to give a shout out to JK. I mean, JK. I'm reading as I'm talking. Or Darius Washington.
Dude.
How about the stick he put on?
Yeah, man.
On Stroud when he blitzed, dude. Holy smokes.
I thought it was funny. He hid behind Clowney almost. They came in this on the same line, saying? And then he saw him breaking and just went, soop. Went lateral, went right at him. That was, man. I'm excited about our Darius. And guys that we that we've developed as Ravens for a few years, we're going to have to count on more and more, especially if injuries are coming down, which, you know, we'll hope the case of injuries start this week. But that's the case for every team. Mm-hmm. Every team is going to go through stuff like this. So Manny says JK confirmed torn Achilles out for the season. Yeah, it's just brutal. Absolutely terrible. Yeah, brutal. But look, I'm not minimizing the impact of JK Dobbins, but let's not fear that we have no one in the backfield. Glenn, you kind of talked about this, but just remember that we got a guy in the backfield that career averages over 5 yards a carry, mm-hmm. Back there. And like, no, let's not doubt number 35. You know, I'm riding, dude.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And look, Justice Hill had 2 touchdowns today, man.
Yep.
That's your boy, Glenn.
Yeah. I mean, look, Justice Hill, I told everybody, get him late in your fantasy drafts. You can take him in round 15. And then I don't do it. You know?
But you're right. You did call it. You were the first one to call it.
I know. I'm such a dingus. But yeah, look, I think he's going to obviously be in for a much bigger role. Yeah, it's an exciting year for Justice Hill. You know, if I'm a Justice Hill fan, this is going to be a good one. What the Flock says, Stanley's contract based on 2019 needs to be redone. O-line is sus. Next week, we got to play better on offense. Mandrews is missed. He needs to hone in. Yeah, I mean, I think, look, defense has some, like they mentioned, they have some stuff they need to tighten up, but I'm not worried about the defense. I'm more worried about the offensive side of the ball. I think Mandrews coming back will obviously help in a big, big way, but the offensive line has to be better. I mean, they just have to be better if they're going to, both in the run game and in the passing game. Yeah, and they're not going to get better if Stanley and Linderbaum are out. So that's the scary part.
And John, I just was trying to catch up real quick. So Ronnie, Linderbaum and Marcus are all getting MRIs. Sucks.
That does suck. So you got to think it's likely they'll miss some time. Just hopefully not the time that JK is going to be missing. Apparently Pat Queen was nearly in tears when asked about the injury. Apparently, you know, it's just gutting the team. Like, obviously a guy who's very well liked. Harbaugh was clearly gutted for him. Yeah, man, it's tough, but every team's going to go through this. So it's not like I'm not going to beat up the Ravens and go, it happens. Every team is going to go through these injuries, and man, you just hope to get lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that the Eagles were one of the healthiest teams last year, you know, and you know, they had a great run last year. Sean Pister says, I really believe JK's Ravens career is over. Yeah. I don't know how this whole thing works now. You know what I mean? Because he's not going to, obviously this season's gone. He's got to recover.
Dude, he's had so many injuries already. I know.
And he's got to hit. He's got to hit because, I mean, obviously he's made some money, but I don't think he's ready to call it quits. I don't know. I don't know the state. It's hard for me to say, like, I know the mental state of J.K. Dobbins right now. I just don't. Yeah. But you got to think, you're still so young, right?
Yeah.
And ultimately, if you can string together a few good years and make yourself, like, let's get one bag out of this thing. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, but I just can't imagine a team with every year you're going to get a crop of new running backs sign up to sign a guy who had this many devastating injuries. Like, next year, he's not going to be back next year either.
You don't think so?
I mean, already, like,
I feel maybe. Like the Achilles, in some ways, I feel like he's going to be doing more earlier.
I mean, what was Roby's injury? Oh, that was an
Roby's
ACL.
Was ACL.
Because he looked pretty mobile out there today. Yeah, man. I was impressed.
You know what he talked about? Tackles. You know his key to recovery was?
What's that, vegan?
Running. That was
just
his
running.
Just running. That was it.
Hey, stay in shape doing
whatever
it that way
works,
too.
Man, right?
Yeah, stay in shape. But also, Pat Flowers after the game, the quote he said,
I love this.
I told you all I'd get used to it. Today, it slowed down for me. The game is slowing down for him, Jimbo.
Man, it's so fun to watch him because he's like in there amongst trees when he gets those little screens.
Yep.
But he's not scared.
No.
No fear in his eyes. He doesn't run with any fear at all. He's going to be exciting. Man, I'm excited that we picked him. Kieran Martin says, any word on Linderbaum, William Stanley, audio issues? I don't think you're having any audio issues from us. If you are, let us know. But DK hasn't. Yeah. Flagged us for any audio issues, but like I mentioned, the only thing we've heard is that Linderbaum, Williams, and Stanley are all getting MRIs. We'll hold our breaths and wait to hear on that one.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get some good news. But hey, I want to ask you this before we get to CJ's comment. What'd you think about Clowney? I know he had the two.
Oh man,
he had the two whiffs. But other, I mean, I can't really. Other than that, I thought he was playing well out there.
And with, I mean, Clowney is already our best run defender on the outside. That's clear. Dude. Right. And playing, dude, he played, to me, he played with a ton of energy. Like, he was a high motor guy today.
Yeah.
Right. Didn't seem to, you know, everyone's talked about Clowney taking snaps off and stuff like that, but the dude was all over the field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 24 is still an ugly number for an edge rusher. It's absolutely hideous. But look, Clowney is playing awesome. He seems happy to be here. Seems excited to be here. I loved watching him today. And I think that he's rubbing off on, I think, so do you remember that play where him and it was deep in their, in, let's see, in their, near their end zone, Clowney and Adafe almost get him. And then Clowney and Adafo and Clowney look at each other after the play, and Clowney did one of these like, hey, like, don't worry about it type thing to yeah. Adafe. Like, it'll come, you know, like,
and it did. Still.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that he's helping those young guys out as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited about Clowney, man. He looked the part today, don't you think?
I thought he looked really good, and especially when you consider that he kind of just got here. CJ yeah. says in 2019 the Ravens played a perfect game one in Miami. What did we learn from that? Week one doesn't matter. Let's be our best in January for once. Yeah. Absolutely. Well said. Yeah, you don't want to peak early. And some say that the Ravens did in 2019, maybe not in Miami, but some people say that they certainly peaked a little bit too early and weren't hitting on all cylinders when the playoffs came around. But
yeah,
I definitely think there's plenty of room ahead to get better. This is week one. Look yeah. at the, I mean, look around the league. So many offenses struggled. So there's definitely
yeah. What happened
of
to
time.
That Pittsburgh?
Oh, dude.
Fire yeah. offense. Pickett yeah, and Johnson and Najee and.
Pickens, man.
No, you know, he's not Najee. He's nah, son.
Nah, son. Yeah, I mean, nobody around the league really put up crazy numbers. Yeah. I mean, if you literally look around the league at all the scores, yeah, maybe you could talk about what San Francisco did and maybe talk about what Jacksonville did, but that's really it. 31 right now is the highest I've seen, and we scored 25. So
right.
I think it's definitely reasons to be – there's definitely reasons to be encouraged, and if it wasn't for the injuries, I think more fans would be. But – obviously, the injuries are kind of casting a bit of a dark cloud. James Lee Wiley says, some folks owe Ajabo an apology. Another strip sack. Absolutely. We saw him last. He gets a strip sack. Now we see him again. He does it again, Jimbo. Now, I will say, I believe that was after George Fant went out, the starting right tackle.
The first snap.
First snap.
Yep.
For the reserve tackle.
Short,
so,
his quads are still tight.
But yeah, hey, he wasn't warm.
Still short.
But hey, he took advantage of it. So I got to give Ajabo credit. I thought he had some moments where I certainly saw him in the backfield. And hey, he gets a strip sack in his second game. He's 2 for 2, Jimbo. 2 games played, 2 strip sacks.
Yeah, I agree with you there. The only thing I will say, and this is not a knock on Ajabo, but this is to highlight. It's funny that I'm doing it. I feel like I'm defending Adafe. Adafe was so active today. So yeah. active, like mm-hmm. all over the freaking place, right? Yeah. And as much as I give him a hard time because he didn't register a sack, the dude was altering plays nonstop. I think that's undeniable, and someone would be blatantly like hating if you were to omit that about his game today. Sure, not going to show up in the stat sheet. Yeah, if you look at the stat sheet, it looks like Ajabo might have had a better game. But I think Adafe affected the game in a big way as well.
Yeah.
From start to finish. So shout out to both of them. I think they both played well. Doomgoy says, can I get a shout out to my future son, Jackson, expected in January, just in time for the Super Bowl. If we can get our together. LOL. Congratulations on Jackson.
Yeah.
That's absolutely. Exciting. And I'm sure that you and your family are excited about it.
You know, Jimbo, I believe my wife was pregnant when we won our first Super Bowl. So,
oh, nice.
Our second Super Bowl, but in 2013.
Right.
So, yeah. So maybe, hey, similarities there. Your son will just be born. My son
that's
was
right.
cooking in the old oven. But, yeah, shout out to Jackson.
Yeah,
congratulations,
man. That's,
Doom
that's
boy.
Awesome.
Nothing yeah. better.
Absolutely.
But, hey, I got to – oh, well, I guess we'll get – oh, man. Cheeky?
Cheeky.
Okay, Baltimore season is over already, fam. Already, no way.
Yeah, not a chance, dude.
Come on,
come on. Now, it's not even Monday. Don't overreact yet.
Here's I want to ask you about Lamar. Obviously, the passing offense. I don't think anybody could say it looked good, right? Yeah. Like this isn't the space we were thinking we were going to be seeing. He ends up with 169 passing yards, no touchdowns, has the pick, has the fumble where. I couldn't tell if Justice Hill banged it with his elbow or if he simply just dropped it.
I think he banged it with his elbow.
Okay. But either way, not the performance we were hoping for from the passing attack. He had 6 carries for 38 on the ground, but he did have 7. He did complete the ball at 17 out of 22 pass attempts. Does that give you any encouragement? Like, what was your evaluation of Lamar Jackson? Did he seem as though he was your first overall pick in fantasy and your starting
quarterback? Less than 5 points. Thanks.
And Kirk Cousins was on your bench.
Yeah, he only got like 18. So it wasn't like he blew it up.
That's true.
You know, but ultimately, I think that part of it was the Ravens really must have seen something or felt like they knew something about this defense, but they just needed to run the football. And certainly in the red zone, they needed to run the ball. Or maybe there's something that John was tired of the Ravens not doing last year, right? Because we were beating our heads on the computer screen saying, why are we not running the ball with JK and Gus in the red zone last year? So what do we do the week one? We run the ball in the red zone. So I think Lamar Jackson's stats would have looked a lot prettier if those – think about all 3 touchdowns were in the red zone and they were, you know, the two to Justin, the 1 to JK. If Lamar would have thrown those to Mark, if he was available, or to any of these guys, I think Lamar's day would have looked a lot different. But as far as the optics of it,
that pick was a bad decision and a bad throw.
Bad decision. The only thing I was a bit discouraged about, and this is a credit to their defense, is I just want to see more push down the field.
Yeah.
Like I like the throw to OBJ. That was nice. But I think part of it was Mark not being there. I think limited them with his down, you know, his ability to push the ball vertically down the middle of the field. But also I want to see more shots on the outside. Bateman didn't really get a shot on the outside. I want to get more to OBJ on the outside. So I'm hoping we see more and Lamar can kind of pick that up because Mark can push the ball down the field. Not super excited about the start, but I still have a lot of faith. Let's just say I'm not benching him by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, I think what everybody can come out of this game and knowing is that as long as these injuries aren't season ending variety, there's a lot to come out of this game being happy about. Joshua Hunter says O-line is the biggest concern I have from this game. Pass pro was spotty at best. It had 5 set or pass pro. It was spotty at best. Absolutely. Could be Texans D line is just that good, but I doubt it's all them. Well, they do got some players, including the number 3 overall pick.
And he looked good.
Who did look good. He turned that corner on old Morgan Moses and let him go real quick. So he definitely looked like the real deal and, you know, shout to him. It looks like a good pick, but,
yeah.
Oh man. I just read the chat. Son of a gun. I'm about to just shut
sign off.
Say I had a power outage.
Bye.
Yeah, sorry. But yeah, I mean, have you heard anything about? I'm trying to find. I saw somebody say something about Marcus Williams, but I guess it's still just unknown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it when it happened too, dude. I knew right when it happened.
When he held on to that guy.
A few snaps. Yep. He stayed in the game for like the rest of that whole series. But
he took a minute to get up.
Yep, exactly.
Uh-huh.
But then I thought
it was a vet move. I thought he was concussed. And he was like, let me just sit here for a second before I get up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I was hoping like the wind knocked out of him or something and not the shoulder. But let's just hope it's not like collarbone or something silly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Dr. Uncle, man. Shout out to Dr. Uncle Bob, bro. Throw one in the oven and let's get another ring.
Get it done, Glenn. Get it done, bro. What's
dude, I can keep trying, dude, but I'm telling you, she's got a mean goalie. Swatting them all away, dude. You know? It's brutal, bro. Talking Jonathan Quick in his heyday. Nothing's getting by me, dude.
That's hilarious.
I appreciate it, though, Dr. Uncle. My man. I missed you at my house today, by the way.
My not hair happy. Is not crucial either. Thank you, though. I'll take it.
I love all the comments about you brushing your hands through your hair.
It's because if I don't, it just falls in my face. And then, like...
Yeah, dude, yeah. That's not good. Yeah, I mean, you just I don't see like the moneymaker.
That's right, dude. That's right. But look, ultimately, we got a lot to improve on. I think that, yeah. Like, I think the takeaways we can take from this game, Glenn, is just like you said, a lot of improvement to be had offensively. The defense looked good, but still a lot of improvement there. Excitement around the pass rush. I'm excited about
absolutely.
The pass rush.
Look, the pass rush isn't going to be one guy gets 22 sacks.
It's just not going to be that.
It's a team effort. And look, yeah. How did Roquan look on that pass rush? I mean, did he erase him or did he? How did Pat?
Oh my gosh.
Look, how did Medavike look? I'm okay if it's by committee. They had 5 sacks at the end of the day, Jimbo.
Yeah. Yeah. Ultimately, however it gets done, it gets done. So we're going to keep hoping that those guys continue to improve on the outside. But I love them I love seeing the energy. I love seeing the fight. I love seeing the high motor because those can only bring positive results at the end of the day. We're going to be back on Tuesday. And just like if you guys, this is your first year riding with us, you don't know this, but on Tuesdays, what you can expect is a more in-depth, like statistical breakdown. We'll get into what we think, you know, the key issues were and how the Ravens can improve upon it, how concerned we are about it. But, and as we, you know, and then we'll give updates on injuries. We'll talk about the impact of all those things. So, you know, we'll keep breaking this game down, of course, Tuesday, but right now what we've got to do, you got to talk about the competition. I know all you guys are here, dude. We have 410 people watching right now, 410 Sports Talk. That's gotta be a good omen. Just saying, we got to get to DK's competition and the results. Our over-under competition results are here. Hopefully you guys got your submissions in already.
Yeah.
But let's get to it. Let's do it, DK.
Yeah, and of course, this competition brought to you by BetUS.com.
Yes.
If you want to go to the best sports gambling site in the world, it is BetUS. And let me tell you, pull for Justin Herbert tonight. We need Justin Herbert to have a big game. For just a little personal stake in the game. We need Justin Herbert throw a couple tutties tonight.
That's right.
But absolutely easiest and best place to go, BetUS.com.
Let's do it. All right. Use the link in the description. If it's not in there yet, I think DK is going to throw it in there.
Yeah.
Buddy. All right.
Here we go. Because
ready.
I got some comeback in to do on this one. Let's see this competition.
Okay, so the first one was over-under. Oh, they're all over-under. But the first one was Zay Flowers receptions. 3.5 was the line. He smashed that. 9. Mm-hmm. I went over. Glenn went over. DK went under, if I'm not mistaken. Right, DK? No, you went over as well. Did you change it? Originally, you were under.
Yeah,
no.
Dude. I don't know. I think you're right, Jimmy.
No. Not – he didn't – No, what I'm saying is that before the show, though, remember we were talking about it before the last show?
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about the lines.
Don't backpedal. I think you changed. I'm going to check the edits on that and the times.
DK, he's just busting your chops now. Okay.
We were all over. I mean, obviously, expectations were a little too low on him, huh?
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
11 touches.
And I'm excited to see a kid does in week 2. Look out.
Yeah, man.
All right, so let's go to the next one. We're all still in the game, 1-for-1. He's
getting his helmet ripped off. I didn't like that at all, mister.
I know.
Ripping his helmet off. That line, I don't know who that linebacker was, but I didn't like it one bit. Ravens passing first downs, over under 10.5. Only 8 passing first downs, which I guess was what I think most of us expected. I know I said under. What did everybody else say?
I said under as well.
Okay, all right. All right, good. So we're still tied. Let me see what happens next. Moving to the next one. I don't have it in front of me, so I don't even know DK's answer. I'm trying to pull it up now.
Yeah, I got it. Ravens interceptions were at 1.5 interceptions. They had 0. They got close on I feel like a lot. Let's see. Glenn said under. I said under, and DK said over.
Ooh.
All
right. Golly, I cannot believe it, dude. I can't believe what it came down to.
Oh, well, you know.
I know you're not shocked.
Anything else, Glenn?
Yes, I did, obviously.
Jeez, I'll tell you what. I actually got really excited for him a couple times. So I was like, huh? It's like.
Dude, he got so close.
So close, man.
So that's his name, Almost Oway. He gets close.
Poor kid. All right, let's get to the last one.
Let's go right to it. This is the decision maker.
Adafwe Oway sacks set at half a sack.
I mean, the bar was so low.
Half a sack is what he needed. And I was the only one, right? Or did DK also go under? No, let's see. DK went under. I went under, and Glenn went over. So I just stayed on track with what my original thoughts were. And unfortunately for Adafi Owe, I was right. Therefore, making me the winner of this week and 4-for-4 in the competition results. You see that? 4-for-4, Glenn. That's perfect.
What? Yeah, well, you know what? I was the closest to the score prediction. Now? My score prediction was the best, okay? Yeah. Uh-huh. You said over. I said under. I would have been right.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I was...
Get it out.
Well, I wasn't as close on the yards. Son of a biscuit. Hey. Owe got held a lot. I'm so tired of hearing that excuse for Owe.
Yeah, because he was running free. Let's be honest.
Stop it. You don't think they hold TJ Watt? You don't think they hold Miles Garrett? You don't think they hold Danielle Hunter and Za'Darius Smith? They hold all the good ones. Guess what? Yeah. The good ones get it done anyway.
That's right. Wait, DK, you got to leave that banner up till the show's over.
Nah, you can leave it down.
But wait, what's up? We got tiebreakers? Okay, we got to put the tiebreakers only because of the – of course, you guys are in this competition as well. And that's so right. For the sake of the external competition, we want to have those.
Yeah, because the internal competition's over already.
Yeah, well, it was before it started. First tiebreaker, total score over under 43.5 points. It was woefully under at 34 points. I went over. You went under, right?
Yep.
And
so
DK
I was correct. Yeah.
It went over. All right. And then the last tiebreaker for those out there, because our competition's already over. So this is really for those that are out there.
Just keep repeating that. Thank you.
Yeah. So second tiebreaker, total yards for the Ravens. This is a close for the pin, 265. Ugh, didn't even get to the three piece.
That's bad.
That is bad. I happened to win that one, though. Just saying. Let's see. It said at 265. Obviously, they ended up 265. Let's see. Glenn got 395. I got 376. DK, 2 years in a row.
We're all horribly off, put it that way.
Yeah, 415. Yeah, yep. All of us weren't. Yeah, yep. None of us were in the realm of what we would consider close. But that's right. That's right. Thank you, DK. I appreciate it. And then, of course, on Tuesday, we will also be announcing the winner of the results of you guys that are out there and have watched the show and submitted your guesses. As always, as the weeks go on, you can do so by any social media outlet, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can DM us or in the comment section of the live show, not the chat, the comment section. And the winner will get a shirt headed their way, a 410 Sports Talk shirt. Glenn?
Hey, I wanted to point this out to you before we sign off. Joe Burrow today, 14 of 31.
Yes, I love it. Love it.
82 yards.
Garbage.
He's the highest paid player in the history of the league, ladies and gentlemen. God. He had 82 yards.
Do you kind of hate that now we have to go there and play them? And this is already a really, like, they're going to be in a desperate situation because this is now, they could start.
I can't wait to put our foot on their neck.
Oh, I'm with you. But it's crazy to think they could start the season 0-2 and 0-2 in the division.
Yeah, man.
What's that? Oh, yeah, okay. Man. Let me look at the chat here.
Beatdown. Beat down. I mean, holy smokes. Oh, Let's put our foot right on their throats and make sure. Here we go. Had to throw it back up.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No. But DK just wanted to remind everyone he won't be recognizing edited entries.
That's right. When
you enter it in the first time, have to be submitted before the game and they have to be originals. So you got one shot and go ahead and submit it in there. If it's an edit, delete you can delete your post and then add another original because it will show a timestamp, but don't edit your post, just as an FYI.
Yeah. Yep, because then we're going to think you cheated. We have to worry that you may have cheated.
All right, we'll get to the last few Super Chats here, and then we'll see you guys on Tuesday, and hopefully everyone gets to enjoy the rest of their football Sunday afternoon. Connor says, was that the game? Just heard the JK news. That sucks. Yeah, man, it's brutal. There's no way around it. Tough for the kid, and we're hoping for the best for him. Certainly, there's it's just sucky, man. Sucky.
Let's see. Tone says, good win. Definitely some adjustments that need to be made. It's only a matter of time. Zay is going to be known as Big Play Zay. Yeah, man. I loved seeing him put his foot in the dirt and just make the guy run right by him. I mean, he is going to be absolutely special.
You know what he's going to do once his one at the end of his third year, right? He's going to be like, Eric, take the L out of that play. Big pay Zay, baby.
Yeah.
Give me the money.
Right? As long as he doesn't turn into Hollywood and say he wants to go play for the Arizona Cardinals, who are going to be dead last in the league this
if
year.
If Eric could just, casually drop that as a cautionary tale. Let me tell you about this other guy that I drafted from South Florida. You probably know him pretty well. He got a lot of comps.
He got a lot of targets. Yeah. But apparently it wasn't enough.
Yeah. So
but next week we cannot wait. But look, we'll be back on Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna talk more. Hopefully, we might have somebody join us and help break down some of the action from a different perspective. But I think ultimately, good game. You start off 1-0. It could have been a heck of a lot worse. You could have been one of these teams with Super Bowl hopes, and you watch your team start off 0-1, which is never a good sign. But join us back on Tuesday, 8:00. We'll be here live. Can't wait.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to you guys soon. Have a good one.
See you.